And the world of business and technology had some big news on Tuesday. It turns out that Apple Electronics Company rolled out its new iPhone 6, iPhone 6 Plus, in an elaborate ceremony in Cupertino, California.
Today, we are launching the biggest advancement in the history of iPhone.
Apple CEO Tim Cook told the crowd the iPhone 6 and the iPhone 6 Plus will feature larger displays and extra tough screens made from scratch-resistant material.
These are the new iPhones, the iPhone 6 and the iPhone 6 Plus. They are, without a doubt, the best iPhones we've ever done. And I hope you'll agree, they're the best phones you have ever seen.
Apple's Senior Vice President of Marketing, Phil Schiller, said the phones do have larger screens than previous models. The new phones measure 11 centimeters and 13.97 centimeters for the largest model.
And yes, they're bigger. They're a lot bigger. Here on the left is an iPhone 5S. In the center, iPhone 6. And on the right, the iPhone 6 Plus. I think you can see the difference. And if you don't know, here's their sizes. 4.7 inch for iPhone 6, 5.5 inches for iPhone 6 Plus.
Apple's larger phones will move it into direct competition with rival Samsung, which launched its Fablet Note 4 last week. Also Tuesday, the California company rolled out its new Apple Watch. It's the first new market product in several years for Apple. Cook said the watch was built with users in mind.
We set out to make the best watch in the world. One that is precise. It's synchronized with the universal time standard, and it's accurate within plus or minus 50 milliseconds. It's incredibly customizable, so you can find one that reflects your personal style and taste.
Apple Watch combines health and fitness tracking as well with communications and applications. It is scheduled to go on sale in 2015, and the price will start at $349. That's for the base model.